This is Audible.
Audible Originals presents After the Fairy Tale, written by Terence Gray, Aaron Day, and Ian Thake. Performed by Ali Ahn, Teddy Hamilton, Dave Gillies, and a full cast.
This January,
the fairy tale begins again with the return of
The Bridegroom,
America's number one destination for true love.
Scottish whiskey heir Liam Galloway is the newest groom, searching for his bride in a whirlwind romance that will take him around the world and lead to the most dramatic finale in Bridegroom history. Tune in Tuesdays at 8 to see if an I do leads to a
happily ever after.
It's real, real love. Real, real love. Real, real love. Seeing him is rapture. I start to move completely helpless. I am rapture. I should control myself.
Welcome back to Jumping the Bridegroom. Legit can't believe we're here again, checking in on the new bridegroom, who is not only Scottish, but in fact, an entire snack.
Liam, he's a meal.
And we also have a preview of the 15 women who hope to snag this haggis. We have pharma saleswoman Courtney, who apparently enjoys nail art and Pilates.
Those two classic pursuits.
Like peanut butter and chocolate.
She's got the look, and I can't wait to see those well-manicured claws come out.
As for the rest of the roster, we've got the usual suspects. A holistic healer, stewardess, stock photo model, and a science teacher from Nebraska.
Amanda B. Oh, she's adorable. They're going to eat her alive.
Honey, any bridegroom fan knows that these women don't eat.
Well, we'll be getting the down low from bridegroom host Tucker Matheson after a quick sponsor break.
WNEB.
You're listening to WNEB, Omaha's number one home for soft rock. It's Tuesday, which means that the world is waiting for the premiere of The Bridegroom, this season with a wee Scottish flavor. And everyone here's been talking about local girl Amanda Bender, who grew up in these parts and is now making a play for her very own fairy tale ending. Will she find it? Survey says probably not, but we want to hear from you, so.
Incoming call from Ryan Bender, Cell.
Hey Ryan, what's up?
Not much, Amanda. Just getting ready to watch my big sister take her shot at love on national television.
Oh, please.
After tonight, you'll be too Hollywood to take a call from your yokel brother.
First, you're the one who made me audition for this show. And second, you actually live in LA. I'm the one who had to move back home to good old Nebraska while all this is going on. So if anyone's the yokel...
Shh, give me a break, little Miss Primetime. So, how is it being back in Omaha? Are you ready to strangle Mom and Frank?
Just Mom. I've been home for 3 days, and I'm already on my second wine run.
So, one good day?
Depends. How interested are you in breaking down the many grievances against Mom's pickleball league?
I'll say slightly. Has she moved on from competitive capoeira?
Apparently, dance fighting wasn't high impact enough. Anyway, I'm now privy to the darkest secrets of five women I'm confident I've never met.
Well, as Mom would say, it's not enough to live your life. To be truly happy, you need to meddle in everyone else's.
So true. What's new with you?
Who cares? I'm not on TV tonight. How are you feeling?
Excited, mostly. And super nervous.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I've already gained 10 pounds of sympathy camera weight. You're welcome for that.
Aw, always a gentleman. I hope America's ready for Amanda Bender.
Well, Ryan Bender is worried about Amanda Bender's journey into the third person. But America is going to love you. Maybe get an extra bottle of wine, though, just in case.
See, that's why I always turn to you in these crucial moments.
Thank me later. I won't keep you, but I'll call you after tonight's premiere so we can debrief.
Perf. Say a little prayer. Talk later.
Amanda Bender, back again so soon?
Yes. Hi, Mr. Porter. We have had some friends over and...
Sure. Hey, Josh, come see what the wind blew in.
Oh, wow. Amanda? Hey!
Josh! Oh my god, hi! I haven't seen you in like...
4.5 years. Ish. You look great.
Thanks. So do you. Wow, that is a whole basket full of rum you got there.
Yeah, I can see how that might be concerning. I'm making rum balls for the bakery.
God, the bakery, that's right.
Yeah, still, you know, baking. I heard you might be coming back to town.
Yeah, I'm back for a little while. It's kind of crazy, but I was actually on this sort of popular reality TV show.
You're kidding.
No, for real. And there's a whole blackout period while it's airing, so it just seemed easier to do that by moving back here with my mom and Frank.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure it's a version of awesome. So what brings you here?
To the wine store?
Yeah.
I mentioned I'm living with my parents.
Yep, got it. Well, allow me to help you pick out a great vintage.
Josh, I don't believe you're in any way qualified to do that.
Mr. P, I'm a baker. It's all relative.
Is it now?
So, are you looking for a Pinot? A Chardonnay? Something, oaky? Tannins? I'm running out of wine terms here.
Man, it feels like time stopped the minute I left town. I can't believe Mr. Porter is still running the store.
Oh, yeah. Going strong. I think your picture might still be on the back wall from when you tried to use a fake ID here in high school.
Hey, that was a pretty solid ID.
Totally, although Mr. P did go to your first communion, so...
Okay, maybe the plan wasn't foolproof.
So, this TV show?
Yeah, it's called... The Bridegroom, it's a reality dating show.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
You have?
I don't, you know, live under a rock.
Right, sorry. Anyway, I have to be sequestered off the grid until it finishes airing.
Got it.
And I kind of left my job to go on the show. And my parents charge a lot less than my Chicago landlord, so it made sense to come home.
Totally. Well... Welcome back.
Thanks. So, how about you? With your Grenta Mustang sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah. I coach a peewee football team. My nephew's on the squad.
That's great.
Yeah, I enjoy it. And the kids are awesome.
I bet. Well, I must say, you seem good. Very adult. Running a business, being a coach... And, of course, I'm back living in my childhood bedroom.
Which brings us back to the wine. Now, this $11 Shiraz is a very frisky journey. According to the label, it has both earth tones and, surprisingly non-earth tones.
That is surprising. But still, I think I can handle the Shiraz journey from here.
Probably for the best. And, obviously, this rum isn't going to ball itself. I'm gonna go check out.
You have ID, right?
I do. And you know, I'm a grown man, so I like my chances. But I'd love to grab drinks sometime and catch up more.
Totally. We'll make a plan.
Sounds like a plan. To make a plan. I'm gonna leave now. It was really nice seeing you.
Yeah, you too. Go Mustangs!
You have one new message.
Hey, babe. Randy, from the show here. Hope you're ready for tonight's premiere. Saw a cut yesterday. You look amazing. We love you. America's gonna love you. Anyway, calling all the girls to remind you about the ground rules. Tweeting, posting, all okay. Just no specifics. Stay in the moment. And absolutely do not tell anyone how far you got on the show. Leaks will sink this love boat. Any questions, give a shout. Otherwise, I'll check in on you later this week. Ciao.
Mom's the word. Got it.
With the presentation of the first Tam O'Shanter of the evening, Amanda Bee is the only woman so far tonight to secure her spot and continue on her bridegroom journey. But who are the 9 other women Liam will choose to join her? We'll find out after the break.
Oh, that Tucker Matheson is so handsome. And you've got the little hat? I guess that means you're back on the show next week.
Can't get anything past you, Mom.
Oh, stop. I can't believe you're not telling us how far you got in this thing. I mean, I get not telling Frank. He's an ornery old gossip, but not trusting your own mother.
The lawyers were very clear. It's not really about you. Just easier to keep everyone on the same page.
Ah, this is so fun. And honey, you look great, even with all that tartan on your head. Yellow is such a difficult color to choose for a dress, but you're not even that washed out.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
I just don't get it. All 15 of these women move in with this guy. Is he starting a harem?
No, Liam doesn't live in the house. And only 10 women make it past the first episode.
That's not as comforting as you might think.
Francis, it's just television. They need to keep everyone together for the drama.
I thought this was about marriage, not drama.
It's a bit of both.
Tell me about it.
Oh, I like this wine. Did you go to Porter's?
Yeah, he's really fixed up the place.
Did he give you a discount? You know, Frank did that reno after I got him a great price on the new lease.
Ladies and gentlemen, your mother, Omaha's real estate maven.
Yeah, I saw the new billboard.
Worth every penny.
Oh, guess who I saw there?
Not that tart Rhonda, I hope. I'm surprised she was sober enough to get to a liquor store.
Beverly.
Whoa, Mom, no! Josh Anderson, from school.
Oh, little Josh. Not so little anymore, am I right? You know, he totally redid that bakery. Really doing well. And no ring on the finger.
Well, I'm glad I shared. But it was great to catch up. I forgot how many friends I still have in town.
Oh, shh. The show's coming back. Oh, my God. Amanda, it's you talking to the camera. You know, I was looking this up on the web, and it's called a talking head.
Really? If that's a talking head, that must make me a watching body.
Still got it, hon.
Yeah.
Guys, I've got to listen to this. I want to see if I say anything embarrassing.
Frank, turn it up.
Honestly, really shocked about this. Still can't believe I'm even here. But Liam is just so nice. I wasn't expecting him to be so nice. It's so easy to talk to him. And the accent doesn't hurt. Or the general shape of his face and body. He's just so solid. And I could use some solid in my life. Weird question, but do I have to wear this hat for the rest of the night, or can I just sort of carry it? Oh, on my head. Yep, got it.
Aye, Tuck. I think first impression is the wrong word, because Amanda kind of snuck up on me. When she came out of the carriage, she was one of 15, but then talking to her, she was just a breath of fresh air, a free-spirited lass. I felt like I was really talking to her, not just some version of herself that she thought I would like. but that just made me like her more. A real Bonnie. And I can't wait to spend more time with her.
How are you feeling about the other 9 women? Are you ready to make those choices?
My heat says one thing, but I got to follow my heart. I didn't think that this was going to be this hard, but I can do it. I can with today.
I'll take that as a yes and hope our subtitle department is well rested.
Tell your brother to call back when this is over.
It'll just be a sec. I'll talk to him in my room. I thought we agreed you wouldn't call me until after the episode.
Did I blow your cover? Is our secret safe?
They thought it was my brother calling, so we're good.
Then why are you still whispering?
Because I'm in my bedroom and I don't want my parents to hear that I'm talking to a boy.
A boy? Hold on now, I'm a full-grown Scottish man.
Oh, I'll say.
Who happens to be intent on marrying you, Joe?
I know. I'm so excited. And I love when you call me that.
You wouldn't rather I say, hey, babe.
I would not, thank you. Oh, I miss you so much. I wish I was there with you.
Aye, me too, love. I miss you terribly. I can't wait to be back together. Speaking of which, what did you think of the big show?
Honestly, it was, I don't know, pretty weird to see myself on TV. But good weird. You know, surreal and totally nuts. But overall, let's be honest, I looked good.
You were dazzling. And America is going to fall deeply in love with you.
We'll see. I'm kind of already seeing somebody.
Aye? What's he like?
Well, he's debonair, charming, kind. Oh, and very handsome.
Go on.
No, that's about it. Now, as for tonight, I don't love seeing you fawned over by all the other girls, but I'm not a crazy person, and I know that's part of the deal. And after all, you picked me.
Of course I picked you, you gorgeous daft girl. It wasn't even a choice. I just knew.
All right, Romeo. Now you're just trying to get me to send you a naughty pic.
Can you blame a bloke for trying?
Not at all. So where are you calling from? Still stuck in the Highlands?
The Lowlands, I'm afraid. Backstage at Kimmel, waiting to make my late night debut.
Wow, that's exciting.
People are really making a big deal of it. They've even dabbed me with rouge.
So, what are you wearing?
Would you believe me if I told you they have me in a kilt?
You're kidding.
I wish. Can't tell if it's racist or flattering. Like you lie a wee bit of both. Now, what are you wearing?
Easy, Braveheart. My parents are in the next room. Ugh, it's so good to hear your voice. I hate being apart.
But just think, soon enough we'll start our incredible life together in Scotland. You're gonna adore it, Joe. Just 3 months to happiness. Not such a terrible price to pay.
I guess. I love you very much, Liam.
And I love... I've got to go now. Talk soon.
Welcome back to Jumping the Bridegroom. We've been breaking down the memorable introductions from this week's premiere.
I still don't know why Christine R. showed up in a full chicken costume, but thankfully she was sent home before we found out.
Unfortunately, the obvious why did the chicken cross the road remains unanswered.
Perhaps we aren't meant to ponder such mysteries. Anyway, let's talk about the 10 women still vying for Liam's heart and attention.
And he was certainly giving these women plenty of attention.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely going to be a kissing season. I can already feel it.
Ooh, hashtag kissing season. Kind of a curveball. First impression went to Amanda B.
dark horse, and she got that, I'm reading this right off the press release, Tam O'Shanter hat thing that she had to wear for the rest of the evening?
Is it wrong to just call it a Scottish beret?
Probably. To that end, it looks like there will be plenty of little Scottish nuggets sprinkled throughout the season. So, Amanda better get ready to kilt up.
I gotta say, and she really is charming, but this isn't normally the kind of girl that makes it far in this competition. More than anything, being a frontrunner now just paints a target on her back for the other women in the house.
Any other people to watch? I mean, from the promos, it looks like Francine and Courtney both have one-on-one dates with Liam next week.
Ooh, yes! Ice skating, so wholesome.
I can't believe we're still making grown women put on freaking skates. That said, I am here for the pratfalls.
And from Danger on Ice to Ice Queens, I think our next guest is gonna have some thoughts on everything. To help us break down introductions and look forward to next week's dates, join me in welcoming Bridegroom Season 2 runner-up, Shannon Kay.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ah.
Amanda, hi!
Danielle, oh my god!
It's so good to see you. Come here.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's been too long. Your house is amazing.
Come in, come in. When the new baby came, it was time to move out of our rental. Give me your code. Janine's in the kitchen, probably getting into the liquor cabinet.
I can hear you. Don't let the cold air in. And for the record, Dee, I gifted you most of this booze. Beggars, choosers, and whatnot.
Neens! I didn't know you were going to be here already.
Manda! Yay! So good to see you. You didn't think I was going to miss my chance to get the three amigas back together.
Never a doubt.
And I couldn't let my cousin over here fill your head with lies about me before I had the chance to do the same about her.
First, it's incredibly self-centered to think we would talk about you at all when Amanda is now a legit celebrity.
Oh, come on.
And what lies could I possibly say about you, That you're boning? You're underage barback.
He's 22, and he's not just a barback. He's also a waiter.
Great. I'll get my calligraphy set out right away and start making wedding invitations.
Okay. You having a calligraphy set is really more of a cell phone.
Oh, touche.
Good to see nothing's changed. So where is everyone? The birthday girl, Reggie.
The birthday girl and her brother are both napping, and Reggie's on a balloon run.
Balloon run? This place is already basically the house from Up.
Ignoring that. So, Amanda, the party's in an hour, and Cradle Robber over here is being absolutely no help.
Please.
Would you mind giving me a hand with these gift bags?
Of course. But, isn't Trista turning one? Do one-year-olds get party favors?
Don't bother.
There will be three-year-olds here as well.
Then, absolutely. Put me to work.
Amanda, I can't believe you're back in town. Oh! You have to come hear my new band.
Your band?
Yeah, where grunge meets musical theater. It's not for everyone.
It physically pains me to pay my cousin a compliment, but they're actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Better than our band in high school?
Well, our guitarist can play more than one chord.
Hey!
We actually have gigs, so...
Don't knock the nonviolent femmes. We rocked.
Yes, we did.
Anyway, we're playing next Thursday at my bar. By the way, I own the bar now.
Wait, what? You bought the bar?
Mm-hmm.
Janine, stop talking. Amanda doesn't want to hear about our boring lives, and I, for one, want to hear about her time on The Bridegroom.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, this is going to sound a little sucky, but I'm kind of under a pretty strict non-disclosure agreement.
Boo! I've been a fan for years, so I know all about the secrecy. I mean, I am a proud member of the Bridegroom Bunch.
Did you just say that out loud?
Look, I don't need to know the specifics, but tell us what the experience was like. What was Liam like?
Honestly, he was amazing. Oh. And, you know, it was a huge TV production with, like, union guys running around. But when we were filming, when it was just us alone, it was actually incredibly romantic. Mm. It was nice to be wooed. And Liam was so charming.
I'm sure those ripped abs didn't hurt.
So you do watch. I knew it, Janine.
I am supporting our oldest and dearest friend on her life's journey. If I also get to enjoy a hot guy with an accent, that's just icing.
Okay. You can't talk about being on the show. But can you... tell us how you got picked.
Yeah, you don't really seem like bridegroom material. No offense.
None taken. Actually, it's sort of an insane story. So, 6 months ago, I am in Chicago, and my life was kind of a mess. I just split with my boyfriend.
The lawyer you brought to my wedding?
No, I broke it off with Mark a while back. He was a good guy, but was so focused on making partner, we never saw each other.
Been there.
What? You date busboys.
Barbacks. Go on, Amanda.
Well, as you guys know, I've been teaching at the same high school for a few years. And after Mark and I broke up, one thing led to another, and I kind of started dating the vice principal.
What? You dated the vice principal?
Hot. Totally into it. Were you sent to his office?
Yeah, no. Anyway, it was going really well for a while. I was happy at work and thought he and I were good. But then...
Oh, no.
Yeah. I just knew something was wrong, and I thought maybe he was, you know, cheating.
Bastard?
Oh, it gets worse.
How?
Well, the other woman was a former student.
No!
Oh, my God! Who graduated two years ago.
Stop it.
Gross!
I taught her.
What? Get out.
Yeah, I wish I hadn't written her that great recommendation letter.
Oh, honey. He's a piece of garbage. Why didn't you call me? I would have been on the next flight.
And I would have brought the gun.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Yeah, I don't know. It was not great. After that, I was at a bit of a loose end.
Of course you were.
And I put in for a school transfer.
Good move. Smart.
Anyway... Over it. And back to the show. I was out of a relationship and looking for a new job, all while eating my weight in deep dish pizza.
That's a lot of gluten.
Mm-hmm. So then Ryan...
Baby brother Ryan?
Yeah, he's in L.A. now. Oh. And he'd heard about casting for the bridegroom from one of his PA friends. Mm. And he kept badgering me until I agreed to send in an audition tape. He convinced me that it would be an adventure.
Yeah. You know, I always liked your brother.
So, that was it? One little video and you're whisked away to romance?
Not exactly. At first, the process was pretty straightforward. You know, phone interviews, questionnaires, that sort of stuff. Then, about a month in, it really ramped up. They flew me out to L.A. for a weekend. I met with the producers, did a very awkward camera test. Oh, and I met with a psychologist.
Really?
Oh, yeah, girl. Apparently, there is a fine line between fun and unpredictable and a problem that requires a mental health professional.
Oof. And you still made the cut?
Hilarious. Anyway, basically, every part of my life was under a microscope.
Gotta, to make sure there are no skeletons in your closet.
Good thing they didn't contact me.
True. Though, to be honest, I think they actually wanted to find skeletons, or at least skeletons that would play well on camera.
Okay. But when did you officially know you were going to be on the show?
Not until a few weeks later. That said, at some point that weekend, I met Randy. She's this very direct, very intense woman who was my main producer. If I had to pinpoint it, I think that's when I started to feel like this thing could actually happen.
Mm. So, like, she coached you through the process?
Kind of. Though I think she was mostly focused on making sure I was good TV. But it did feel like she was in my corner. She's no bullshit. Helped me figure out what I was doing there in the first place.
Amanda Bender? Hi, Randy Suarez. You might have seen me as one of the nameless producers skulking in the background during your interviews. Love the shoes, by the way.
Oh, hi. Yes, I recognize you from the shadows. And thanks. Do I look okay?
Terrific. Camera already loves you. I had the feed from your last interview. You're a natural. So, here's the deal. Now that it's down to just 50 of you in the running for 15 slots, from here on out, you've got to start thinking that it's you against the rest of these girls. It's like our own little battle royale, but with more sequins.
Got it. So now we joust?
Yep. Well, better for you to be prepared. As for the rest of the afternoon, you're going to be meeting with producers one-on-one so that we can make our final recs. Moving forward, anything you need, questions, whatever, find me. I'm your gal. Hopefully, it makes things easier having someone on your team.
That's actually great to hear. In fact, I've been trying to...
Great! Let's pop in here so we can talk. Grab a seat, okay? Comfortable? I'm just gonna switch this on. Okay. First off, I know this can feel like you've been through the ringer, answering the same questions over and over again. I'm here to make sure that all our ducks are in a row. The showrunners like you. You're a little different from the girls we normally see. Dare I say, a breath of fresh air? But you being different also means we're not sure why you're here. So, why are you here? What makes Amanda Bender leave her stable life to find a husband on national television?
Well, I'm gonna take some of those things as compliments.
And I can't stop you. Anyway, a few questions came up that we wanted clarity on. Let's start simple. It says you're a full-time science teacher. What made you decide to teach?
I kind of fell into it. I'd pretty much decided when I went to college that I was going to do the whole science pre-med thing, but then I guess things sort of evolved.
And those things were...
Well, I was in a pretty serious relationship, and I knew that doing another 4 to 7 years of school would be a challenge. So we thought it would be better if I focused on something that kept us together after graduation.
And so that was your last relationship?
Oh, no. We broke up pretty soon after college, but by then I had really grown to like teaching. Love it, even. So I stuck with it.
You've dated around since then?
Dated around sounds a little... My friends would probably refer to me as a boyfriend girl. But I mean, it's not like I wake up the morning after a breakup with a new man at the door. But if I'm being honest, I kind of always seem to go from serious relationship to serious relationship.
Then tell me a little about what you look for in a partner.
Is he in a 4-block radius of me when I find myself suddenly single? Kidding. I'm not sure. I mean, most of my boyfriends have been solid stand-up guys. Good on paper. None of them played Ultimate Frisbee. They were appropriately close to their mother. You know, they checked all the boxes.
So, would you say they were comfortable?
Well, that's not a great adjective for love. I think it's just easier, better to be with someone. A person to point you in the right direction, to be with you when you're going through what life throws at you. It's good to have someone in the car with you, you know?
But you keep pulling off the highway. So, what do you hope you'll find on this show?
Honestly, I have no idea. My life has been going in one direction for a long time, but now it all sort of feels like... You're asking me why I'm here, why Amanda Bender would leave her stable life. Well, maybe my life became too stable, falling into the same patterns. I don't know. But I know this. I'm a sucker for romance, and I want to find my soulmate and to spend the rest of my life with that person. Now, clearly, I am horrible at trying to figure out love on my own, so why couldn't I find it here?
Hold that thought. Let me see who that is.
All the way out here? I could have sent Reggie to pick it up.
No worries, Danielle. I knew you guys would be busy setting up and... Hey, Amanda. Wow, twice in 1 week.
Josh, hey.
Twice in 1 week? Did you guys already hang out without us?
Of course not. Josh busted me at Porter stocking up on wine.
Wait, you drank without us? That's worse.
Home alone with Bev for the last 8 days.
Yup, understood.
Are you here for the big birthday? Because we have party favors.
Well, if I knew that. No, I'm afraid I have to get back. We have a big restaurant delivery going out.
But he does come bearing gifts.
I couldn't let the sweetest little nugget in the neighborhood turn one without a special cake.
Tell me you brought the peanut butter cookies.
I'm not a monster, Janine. Of course I brought your faves.
You are a golden god.
Danielle, where can I put the cake?
Let's put it over here. Are you sure you won't let me pay for this? I know there's a waiting list. Amanda, Josh's bakery is incredible. Didn't you just get on some Best of Omaha list?
Look at you. You're like the talk of the town.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's you, big TV star. And Danielle, you can keep paying me in compliments.
You're a saint. Really, I can't thank you enough. Are you sure you can't stay for a bit? I know Reggie would want to say hi. And wonder of wonders, both kids are napping.
Wish I could, but I gotta get back. Tell Reg I'll see him at the game next week, and remember to have fun today.
With a room full of 1 and 3-year-olds? You bet!
Oh, before you go, do you want to grab your golf clubs out of the garage? Let me just get the door.
Cool. Janine, enjoy the cookies, and Amanda, you still owe me a drink. Bye, guys.
Bye. If you had told me that awkward, bumbling Josh Anderson would turn into one of Nebraska's most eligible men, I definitely would have put more energy into bagging him in high school. Not that he ever had eyes for me.
Stop. But he really seems to be doing well. Actually, all of you are doing well. Successful businesses, loving families.
Well, he might have the business side down, but Josh is far away from having a family. He's as single as...
You're talking about our favorite hopeless bachelor, with the number of women I've set him up with.
But he's been in relationships, right? I think I remember a leggy blonde on his arm at your wedding.
Oh, you think you remember?
Don't mind her. Josh goes on plenty of dates, but it just seems like nothing sticks.
I mean, we could cut him some slack. The boy works harder than anyone we know. Not many people franchise a business before 30.
Wait, he franchised the bakery?
Basically. He opened up a second location last year, and I hear he's opening a third on campus.
It's becoming a big brand.
Did my husband actually just beep the horn? And now. Trista's up. Well, time to get this party started.
Woohoo!
Hey!
I swear to God, Liam, 200 balloons.
Wow, that's a lot for a wee scunner's birthday. By the time she turns 2, they'll need a bigger house.
I know. Danielle has always been intense. She just traded cheerleading and debate for parenting and carpools. Anyway, the party was really fun, especially once Danielle relaxed a little. And Janine mostly hit on the divorced dads, pretty standard. I can't wait for you to meet them. They'll love you.
And I them, too.
I miss you. But it's great to see your face, even if it's through a computer. I'm really happy we're watching the second episode together.
Bonnie idea, love. I wish I was right there next to you so I could be holding you while we watched.
Me too. Speaking of which, you know what I was thinking of today? The night you proposed. And us staying in that little stone cottage on your parents' estate.
Aye, it was like a dream.
Oh, it was. It was the first time where we were together without the cameras. The first time it was just us.
It was so nice just being alone with you. Well, if you don't count the goats.
Those rolling green hills, and us laying on the porch in front of the fire, all wrapped up in a blanket.
And if I'm remembering correctly, that blanket might have been the only thing between me and my native Scotland.
I think I recall us managing to keep each other warm.
Indeed we did. Legend has it, I brought my A-game.
Yeah, you did.
I could have been knighted for those feats.
Okay, Lancelot. Oh, all I want to be is back on that porch, under the blanket, wrapped up in your arms.
Aye, me too, sweet girl. I wish I could transport us there right now.
Can you?
I wish. I feel like I'd get lucky.
Big time. I know you're busy out there, but I've gone from being excited and nervous about the show to just nervous. I hate being apart.
I know. I wish we were doing things together. Oh, by the by, did I tell you I met Bobby Flay? You know, the cook. He was a guest the same night as me on Fallon, and he came on after me. I got one more segment than an Iron Chef. He was a bit of a crabbit, but it was dead magic.
I'm gonna assume that means it went well?
Aye. Dead magic.
And listen to you, hanging with all the late-night Jimmies and now Bobby Flay? No fair!
All's fair in love and late-night television.
Wait, does this mean you're gonna cook for me?
Be careful what you wish for. Scottish food is still mostly boiled meat and veg. A tiger can't change his stripes.
Yeah, we'll rethink that. But I just meant it's all more than I expected, you know? It seems like everyone I run into has an opinion on everything. What's it been like for you?
Well, Ryan Seacrest chatted me up about my ice skating date this morning and it hadn't even aired. He's a wee bit clairvoyant.
I'll bet. No, I meant like, what's it been like in real life? Like questions from your friends and family. I mean, have they asked you about... Wait. Okay. I'm pretty sure I'm about to embarrass myself royally.
Yep, I'm watching you on the telly box. Your big moment is coming up.
Oh, I forgot how awkward these group dates were. So many weird pauses. I'm gonna turn it up. Hold on.
So, do any of you have any special talents?
I can fit my whole fist in my mouth.
Brilliant. Anyone have a talent they can actually show on telly?
I was on the diving team in high school. I could probably do a half twist or something. Let's see.
Oh my.
Oh God, and here I go into the pool. Oh, I can hardly bear to watch. I really thought I would be able to dive in a dress. Don't know what got into me.
From the looks of it, a lot of pool water. But it doesn't seem that bad. Keep watching.
God, I hope she can swim.
Well, I don't know about you, woman, but I'm not gonna let her have all the fun. Woo-hoo-hoo!
When Amanda B. jumped into the pool in a ball gown, I thought she was crazy. But it was honestly the kick in the pants the night needed.
It's been hard to open up to the other girls in the house, and Amanda B. beefing it so hard actually helped us come together.
It ended that up being actually really wasn't as bad as I had expected.
See, I told you, Joe, you're amazing. And seeing you jump in the pool, putting yourself out there, just being free, really made me see the kind of woman you are. This was the moment when I couldn't look away.
Me soaked in a borrowed cocktail dress, mascara running down my face?
No, love. You being you.
Knock, knock.
Rise and shine, my sweet snickerdoodle.
Mom, it's 8 a.m. on a Saturday.
Like that means anything to you, little miss wears pajamas till 2 in the afternoon. Come on, Frank's making your favorite. We've got a big day ahead. No time for mopey Manda. Let's go, up and at 'em.
Okay. I'll be down in 5.
Make it 2, and wear something warm. The heater's acting up.
Coffee.
And good morning to you too, sleepyhead. I just made a fresh pot, and there's creamer in the fridge.
Oh, and I got oat milk. I know how you millennials love your plant-based alternatives.
Mom, I just need a minute. Mom, why are you putting, like, half a stick of butter in your coffee?
Amanda, it's bulletproof coffee. My holistic nutritionist swears by it.
Of course. My bad. Frank, those waffles look incredible.
Only the best for my girl. Sit. I'll bring you over a plate. And this is homemade blueberry syrup.
Frank and I started canning.
Okay, what's going on here?
What do you mean?
Not to look a gift horse in the mouth, but I've been eating cold cereal for breakfast for the last 2 weeks.
Can't we do something nice without it being suspicious?
We don't need an excuse to spoil you, Pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you mention it, there were a few things that Frank and I wanted to discuss with you.
And there it is.
We love that you're home with us. It's been just great seeing you every day.
Stop sugarcoating it, Frank. Look, if you're going to be here through the end of the show, we need you to contribute a little.
Oh? Of course. You had me worried there. I am happy to help out.
Great. I knew you would be. Frank wasn't so sure.
Sweetheart.
Fine. This whole thing was my idea. Anyway, I made you just a little list. Frank's going to drop me off at my open house so you can use the car.
Got it. I'll get right on it after breakfast.
Oh, take your time. But you should really try and get started in the next 15 minutes.
Call Ryan Bender.
Calling Ryan Bender.
Amanda, if you're calling me this early, it better be from a hospital.
You think this is early? Mom woke me up at 8 for a warm cup of coffee and a double serving of maternal guilt.
Oh, let me guess. They finally had the pulling your weight conversation? She bounced some ideas off me yesterday. What do they go with? Waffles or scones?
Waffles, which were excellent, by the way. But wait till you get a load of this list.
Ooh, that bad?
Oh, it is classic, Bev. I'll send you a photo. Let's just say I spent the last 3 hours hand-cleaning the baseboards before alphabetizing the Christmas decorations.
That doesn't sound terrible. And I bet those baseboards needed a good scrubbing.
You bet. Just living the dream back here. After this, I'm supposed to go home and regrout the tub.
Yikes! That is a real list. I suppose that also means you have to degrout the tub?
So much grout. And tile. And caulk.
That's what I call a good time. Speaking of, I saw your bridegroom on TV.
Is he my bridegroom?
Well, America's. Anyway, they interviewed him for one of those TMZ-type shows when he was leaving a club. Any thoughts on that?
On your terrible taste in TV?
You're impossible. Amanda, I've been patient. You gotta tell me how far you got on the show. I swear you can trust me.
Oh, can I?
Come on. Mom's been hounding me. But I haven't even told her that I FaceTimed with you and Liam during the show.
I mean, that was kind of early on.
Ah, I knew it! I knew it! So you do make it pretty far.
Wait, no.
I had an inkling, but your producer made it sound like those calls were happening with all of the contestants.
Ryan, you literally can't tell anyone. This is very, very bad.
What? Tell America that I made small talk with you and Outlander all cuddly on a couch?
I'm serious. I could get into a lot of trouble.
Relax, crazy. I'm not gonna tell anyone. It's not even that good a secret. But you guys did look cute together. The setup was a bit manufactured, but I sensed a little something-something.
I'm shocked you noticed. What with you being so busy trying out your stand-up material.
It was my national TV debut. You never know who might be watching.
Well, you were surprisingly delightful and only a tad annoying.
Exactly what I was going for.
I gotta run. Based on Mom's very detailed instructions, I have exactly 26 minutes to pick up these platters at the grocery store and then drop them off at her open house.
Fancy cheese. A real estate agent's secret weapon. Stay strong today, soldier.
Thirty-nine! 40!
Oh, that's me. Hi, I'm picking up for Peterson. I think it's 2 fruit and cheese platters.
Beverly Peterson? Oh, you're not Beverly Peterson.
No, I'm her daughter. Looks like you've got one less demanding middle-aged lady to deal with today.
Oh, thank God. Last time she was here, she made a trainee cry.
Yeah, yep, that's my mom. My apologies to your trainee.
Oh, thanks. Let me grab those out of the cooler.
Amanda? Amanda Bender? Oh my gosh, Mrs. Marshall! What a nice surprise!
Amanda, you're a long way from fourth grade. Please, call me Karen.
Okay, Karen. It's good to see you.
Lovely to see you too, dear. I probably wouldn't have recognized you if I wasn't watching you every week on the TV.
Ah, the bridegroom. Gotta say, I wouldn't have pegged you as a fan.
Sweetheart, Earl and I watch every season. Usually, it's so hard to keep everyone straight in the early episodes, but you've really stood out.
Thanks. In a good way, I hope.
Oh, absolutely. Falling into the pool fiasco notwithstanding.
Oh, you saw that?